Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, let's speak to our next guest, which is Professor Barry Shoup. He is the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines. The reason we're speaking to him is that the National Coronavirus Command Council is set to meet, or has met today, to discuss the coronavirus restrictions and also to look at the national state of disaster, which expires tomorrow. Good afternoon, Professor Shoup. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy. Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you again. Why does it feel like South Africa hasn't kept up to date with our COVID-19 protocols? We kind of left our own devices.
Yeah, I think, Kathy, I think that there are two things. One of them, of course, is that our vaccine coverage is not great, and we need to kind of drastically improve that. We're kind of falling far behind there. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
I think also there's a kind of a feeling of sort of apathy now. You know, I think people aren't driven now for either the restrictions or to get vaccinated. And I think that's probably a product of the fact that we are at a pretty low level of transmission at the moment, right now.
Yeah.
In between waves. Yeah.
How does the National Coronavirus Command Council make decisions? What is it based on?
I think it's, well, first of all, there are the advisory committees, as you mentioned, the one that I chair, the Vaccine Advisory Committee. There's also the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID itself, which deals with most of the issue, of the general issues. There's one on socio-behavioral issues, and they provide advisories, formal advisories, which generally do get put onto the website of the Department of Health, and they provide advice on all these issues to the NCCC, NCCC. They then consider things and make recommendations to the Interministerial Cabinet Committee and so on, and then eventually becomes a recommendation or a guideline or regulation, as the case may be. So the NCCC is just one body, obviously quite a pivotal body, in terms of making these recommendations.
Professor Shoup, this isn't precisely on the topic that you've mentioned, but it's gotten my attention. There are several million people moving across Eastern Europe to various other parts of Europe or across their own country. This is going to have some kind of an effect on COVID spread and infection rates, but I don't see any reporting or any indication of an explanation as to how severe this will be and what might be done to deal with it. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, it actually has had a bit of media publicity and also a little bit of scientific editorial publicity as well. It is a concern because basically, obviously, any controls, any regulations, overseeing of who's been vaccinated or who's positive is really falling by the bay under these terrible conditions. So, yeah, it is a bit of a concern. I think the one maybe positive is that the vaccination coverage is pretty good in many of those European countries where many of these refugees are going to. In terms of those Eastern European countries, maybe not quite as high. So, you know, I guess it is a balance between these two. But I must also mention in Western European countries, which have had high vaccination coverage and where they're pretty lax in terms of their precautions, we've seen very high levels of virus transmission, fortunately mild and not generally translated to hospital admissions. But certainly cases in some cases have rocketed, actually.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, off to you, bro.
I mean, my attention was caught by this when I started seeing trains filled up with people sitting cheek by jowl or literally on top of each other after spending 2 years social distancing from everybody in this country. I suddenly said, there's a vector situation that's extraordinary.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. And also these people are stressed, the weather's cold. As you say, masks aren't being worn, they're close together, indoor environments, in transportation and so on. Well, that is a recipe for, an increase of Omicron activity. Unfortunately, it is the Omicron variant, which is a bit of a milder one clinically than what we've had previously, that is circulating. So that's, a slight bit of relatively positive. But you're right in terms of transmission. Yeah, it is a recipe for it. But, you know, I think, you know, if you look even in and London and Paris, and those undergrounds have got pretty much similar kind of environments, I guess.
Interesting. Professor Shoup, that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much for your time this afternoon, and just keep up the good work.
And thanks,
Kathy.
Thank you so much. That's Professor Barry Shoup. Absolutely fascinating listening to what he has to say. And he is the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines.